Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, April 10th. You'll be interested to know, 113 years ago, today in 1912, the RMS Titanic embarked on its maiden voyage, which tragically ended several days later when the luxury liner struck an iceberg and sank, leading to the loss of over 1,500 lives. This disaster highlighted significant flaws in maritime safety regulations and profoundly impacted public perception of ocean travel. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 27 degrees with 4-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:11 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for a sunny day with a high near 50 and a light southeast breeze. Tonight, we could see a slight chance of rain and mostly cloudy skies with a low around 37 and some light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Thursday will be at 10:45 with a low tide at 4:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 42 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies on Friday with a slight chance of rain and a high near 49. Rain showers are likely Saturday with a high near 44. Sunday brings more rain with a high near 49. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 38 to 41. Monday should be mostly sunny and warmer with a high near 60. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Supreme Court has allowed the retrial of Karen Reed to proceed, despite her double jeopardy appeal. Earlier this month, Reed requested the nation's highest court to halt her retrial, as she seeks to overturn 2 of the 3 charges against her. She asserts that jurors indicated they would have acquitted her on those counts before a mistrial was declared last year. Reed is accused of killing her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her sport utility vehicle in Canton. As of Wednesday, 15 of 16 jurors have been seated for the retrial. Now on to sports. The Masters begins today, marking the start of golf's major season at Augusta National. Will Scottie Scheffler defend his title, or will Rory McIlroy finally win another major? Scheffler is currently the top player, but he has not won this season. McIlroy is in excellent form, yet struggles to close out majors. Colin Morikawa ranks high statistically, but has more runner-up finishes than wins. Other contenders include Bryson DeChambeau, Ludvig Åberg, Justin Thomas, Xander Schauffele, Joaquin Niemann, Brooks Koepka, and Hideki Matsuyama, each with strengths and weaknesses. Who will wear the coveted green jacket? In local sports. Last night, the Celtics faced the Magic at the Kia Center, falling to Orlando 96-76. Peyton Pritchard led the team with a double-double, scoring 15 points and dishing out 10 assists. The Seas struggled from beyond the arc, shooting only 17.5%. With this loss, Boston's record now stands at 59-20, while Orlando improves to 32-41. Tonight, the Celtics return home to TD Garden to take on the Hornets, who are in fourth place with a record of 19-60. Tip-off is at 7:30. Tomorrow afternoon, the Bruins at 32, 38 and 9 host the Chicago Blackhawks at the Garden. The Bees, backed by 41 goals from David Pastrnak, are favored by 1.5 to extend Chicago's away woes. In top news, concerns arising after President Donald Trump stated, "This is a great time to buy," just before announcing a pause on tariffs for 90 days. Following his morning posts on Truth Social, which suggested market optimism, stocks surged dramatically. The Nasdaq index experienced its largest one-day gain since 2008, climbing nearly 12%. Critics, including Senator Richard Blumenthal and Richard Painter, question whether this could lead to accusations of market manipulation. A White House spokesperson emphasized the president's role in reassuring Americans about economic security. In business news, California's largest insurance company, State Farm, is facing a critical rate hearing in Oakland. The question at hand is whether State Farm should raise prices for consumers to ensure its financial viability. Consumer advocacy group Consumer Watchdog opposes the rate increase, while State Farm and the California Department of Insurance support it. State Farm is now seeking a 17% increase for homeowners, reduced from 30%. Nikki McKennedy, from the Department of Insurance, likened the situation to being on the Titanic, emphasizing the urgency of the matter. The hearing continues Wednesday, with further testimony expected. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 8% to $82,000. Ethereum is up 13% to just over $1,600. And GOATSE's Maximus is up 7% to 4 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. North Korea has amassed more than $6 billion through sophisticated cyber operations, funding its nuclear program. On July 18th, hackers targeted WazirX, India's largest cryptocurrency exchange, and stole over $200 million in just 1 hour. Investigators reveal that these hackers are incredibly skilled, using social engineering and deception to gain access to sensitive systems. With state-sponsored resources, they can wait patiently to exploit vulnerabilities, making them the world's most dangerous crypto thieves. Their criminal activities serve as a means to support a sanctions-strapped economy and further the regime's ambitions. And in entertainment news, James Cameron recently joined the Boz to the Future podcast, where he discussed the future of blockbuster filmmaking, emphasizing the need to cut the cost of visual effects in half. He is exploring how artificial intelligence can help reduce expenses without displacing staff. Cameron, who joined the board of directors for Stability AI, aims to integrate AI into visual effects workflows to enhance efficiency. He expressed skepticism about AI's ability to write compelling stories, asserting that true storytelling requires human experience. Cameron is currently in post-production on the upcoming Avatar sequel, Fire and Ash, set to be released on December 19th. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and speaker, Alan Klein. And he said, "Your attitude is like a box of crayons that color your world. Constantly color your picture gray, and your picture will always be bleak. Try adding some bright colors to the picture by including humor, and your picture begins to lighten up. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.